Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ash and Angie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a new spider has been discovered in the remote rainforest of far north Queensland that uses a deadly tactic to trap its prey. The very small ballista spider launches its prey into the air before entangling it and wrapping it in silk to be consumed. The spiders exclusively prey on green tree ants, which is an unusual target. Dr. Narendra of Macquarie University highlighted that, quote, "Ants have a range of chemical defences, including the ability to sting in some species, and they use alarm signals to rapidly recruit other ants as backup. However, these tactics are no match for the spiders."
The Doyle's Landscape Art Award winner of 2025 has been disqualified, and artist Jane Allen is accused of blatantly copying 2011 Archibald winner Nicholas Harding. The artwork titled Seascape Explorers is said by Allen to reminisce her childhood, but when placed beside Harding's two estuary figures, the likeness is uncanny. Jennifer Doyle, founder of the awards, established in honour of her late husband, stated, quote, "As far as we're all concerned, it's a disgrace." Doyle also remarked that, "Why would you do that? If you've got the skill to do it, can't you just think of something to paint for yourself?" The committee has been in contact with Allen and talks are underway for recovery of the prize money. The process is yet to be revealed on the action to be taken against Allen.
In national news, using two separate methods, researchers have discovered the North Pole Dome crater, a meteorite strike in Western Australia that is approximately 3 billion years old, making it the world's oldest known impact crater. Using rare geological features, scientists discovered that it struck during the Archean period, which was while the Earth's tectonic plates were still forming and early life was just starting to emerge. During this time, the world was mostly water, with a closer moon and dimmer sun, leading to experts saying, quote, "There's very few places that are these deep time capsules that let us peer into the formative processes on our planet. That's why they're quite special."
Major evidence review conducted by the Lancet Obstetrics, Gynecology and Women's Health paper revealed that most IVF add-ons do not improve chances of a live birth. Study author Sarah Lanson said that IVF add-ons such as steroids or acupuncture were used by at least 75% of IVF patients in Australia. Australia has one of the highest rates of IVF use globally per capita, with success remaining at 30 to 40%. In the review, researchers used data from 85 medical trials conducted to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of 10 common IVF add-ons. Ultimately, out of 10 add-ons, for 7, there were no evidence of assistance in conceiving, and the remaining 3, some evidence revealed possible benefit.
In international news, conservation groups are calling for greater regulations internationally following an increase in exotic pets. It has been reported that millions of animals are being illegally trafficked globally to meet the demand of buyers. Conservationists are concerned about the number of protected species disappearing from their natural habitats to become domesticated pets, in many cases serving a role on social media. Dr. Joanne from conservation organisation Fauna and Flora stated, quote, "We have a few examples of animals that we think have disappeared or almost disappeared from the wild because of trade and the pet trade in particular."
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.